At the time that he was diagnosed, he had no other symptoms. He appeared relatively healthy. He was meeting all of his milestones. And one night, after giving him a bath, we noticed there was a lump on the side of his clavicle, on the right side, that disappeared. And once we took him to the doctor, and they referred us to Children's, and they did a scan, and they determined that they felt like it was neuroblastoma. And since then, everything changed. What we knew as normal totally shifted. We knew then that, you know, our lives would forever be different. And he underwent multiple scans. And for a baby, they had to be put to sleep. So that meant lots of needle pokes. And then he underwent a biopsy surgery. And that's when they did determine that it was neuroblastoma. And once you get a diagnosis, it's not over. The staging takes about a month, and that is very difficult. Unless you've ever been there, that is a long, long process and a long, hard process, especially for the parents. Once they determined that his had not spread, thankfully, it was located on his right clavicle and into the right side of his chest. And because he was under a year with neuroblastoma, you can go in and do surgery, and typically the body will respond and will kill off the remaining cells. And so that's what happened. The end of February, they went in and they removed over 50% of his tumor, most of the tumor that was in his chest they were able to get. And we were followed every couple months with scans, and his body responded beautifully. We watched the cancer shrink, and then in the early part of 2011, he was considered stable. He was not declared in remission, but he was considered stable.
All right, so stable, and now you're in a situation where you're still receiving treatment, you're still getting updates, and kind of what's the latest in terms of, I guess, the response to that treatment?
Back in October, they did another scan, which was scheduled, and they noticed a change on the right clavicle area, which is where they had left the remaining tumors. At the time, they couldn't determine if that was cancer reoccurring or if it was maybe scar tissue. And so since October, every 3 months, we've gone in, and he's had an MRI scan, and he's had urine tests to check to see if the cancer's still there, if it's growing. Every scan, there has been a change. But the doctors still don't feel confident enough to say that, yes, it's back. This summer, starting in July, Sam began having some other symptoms that prompted us to take him in early. Those scans revealed, again, that there has been some growth in that area. We tried to get them to biopsy it, but due to the fact that the tumor is surrounded by nerves, surgeons don't feel comfortable biopsying it.
Okay.
So they want to simply watch and see if it continues to grow.
We're speaking with Jessica Duckworth, the mother of Sam Duckworth, and Sam's diagnosed in 2010 with neuroblastoma type 2B. Now, you've been making a lot of trips back and forth to Dallas, I believe, for the treatments every, 3 months, you say. And this, of course, you're incurring a lot of medical expenses. So, you know, one of the reasons this is recently talked about here on our airways with the Cooper Review, communities come together to try to help you out with your medical expenses, and describe what that's been like for you. Last month, there was a bake sale, is that correct?
Yes. We have been overwhelmed since all of this started in July. The community has rallied around us with wanting us to order T-shirts and bracelets. Some friends of ours hosted a bake sale here on the square, and we actually came up here for half of the day, and we were overwhelmed. People would just come up. They wouldn't even buy anything. They would just hand us donations and let us know they're praying and thinking about us. And when you're going through something like this, that is what gets you through, the prayers and the support. Because we do travel, there's been times we've had to stay overnight because he's had early procedures, or, you know, the gas process back and forth. And he is going to be having now brain surgery in November. And, you know, so all of those things coupled with the fact that we've done this for 3 years, you know, this has been a tremendous help. We did not expect it. We are humbled and grateful to receive it. I mean, it has meant more to us than we can even put into words. Sometimes we feel unworthy. And to see the support that people that don't even know Sam are rallying around him and loving on him just like we love him, as a mother, that means more than I can say.
And and there'll be another event this Saturday.
Yes, our church at Klondike, they have surprised us and have put together a benefit, and they have worked so hard, and they have a bounce house, and they have baskets full of, wonderful things for a silent auction. They've got, I think, two rifles for a live auction, a coach purse. People have, and most of it's donated. The generosity around this community from Commerce, Greenville, and Cooper, and just the surrounding area, Silver Springs, has been unbelievable. Half the people we don't even know personally, and we keep getting messages, we want to do this or we want to do that. And there's going to be a meal provided that evening at 6. There'll be some live entertainment, and it'll just be a great time for us to get to say thank you to the people that have done this for us, that have supported us through the 3 years, and that are joining our team now. To get to hug some necks and, and just show our appreciation and us to be able to bring awareness to childhood cancer, because I know of 5 kids in the Hunt and Delta and Hopkins County that have cancer, and that's 5 too many, and there's not enough awareness out there. And so we hope to help bring awareness and to bring some hope, too, that even in the midst of a bad situation, you can still live and you can still be happy and have hope.